Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Be with us on Thursday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening. I just found out, Steve, it's our fifth one that we're doing. Holy cow.
It's the fifth?
Yeah, that's
damn.
At least, this is amazing to me. It is a live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as we are striving to destigmatize talking about mental health. It's going to be something, man. There's going to be so many guests that you will be like, wow, okay, I am not alone. Zach Williams, who's the son of Robin Williams, is going to speak. That's going to be powerful. Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Really, there's so many people that you'll be like, I can't believe that they're going through what I'm going through. And you'll realize you are not alone. It is okay to not be okay. And we're going to have it here on The Rock, right here on KISW. You can also listen to it on the Odyssey app. If you want more info, it's simple. Visit imlistening.org.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to be. And it's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Kraken Thursdays, powered by Coors Light.
Yeah, baby.
And Steve and Danny, still looking quite dapper.
Repping our jerseys today. We got
heck
them on the
yeah.
first day with the inaugural patch. Got the authentic ones, yes.
Yeah,
guys,
I saw the...
They look sweet.
They're sweet. I saw the picture Danny posted. And I'm like, wow, you guys look so good. And I'm like, oh, but Danny in his big boot.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Loving that.
And my new scooter.
Yeah. Good job, Danny.
Rolling in style here.
Yeah, you can see on the KSW's Facebook page, you can see Danny scooting around. Every time he goes by me, I go, you see me rolling.
He does, actually.
You should always have that playing in your back pocket.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, you should.
Or a little speaker on the actual thing that just was that white and nerdy?
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing.
Well, and Vicky's already been shopping for me for like a basket for this thing.
Oh,
like
you need a basket?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, got to carry things around.
I need to get you a little bell like they do with little kids and their tricycle.
Or a little horn.
Yes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I might have this one you could have.
Do they have like little Kraken license plates?
Oh, there you go.
Like, you know, motorcycle license plates?
They probably do.
Let's do it.
Oh, that would be amazing. Check it, Vicky. While you check, we will get to this game, all right?
Yes.
Today we got Brianna from Tacoma. Brianna, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
So good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Been awake for a while, but ready to play the game.
All right. I hope you kick Steve's ass. All right, Steve, now get out.
Yeah.
Talk about a biased host.
Yeah, really.
Brianna, I'm rooting for you.
I'm loving this kid.
For those playing at home, Brianna has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can get past all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Let's go.
What car manufacturer makes the Fusion?
Ford.
Yes. How many seasons did Cam Newton play with the Panthers?
7.
No.
2.
No.
5.
No. Columbus Day is in what month?
October.
Yes. What band had the 60s hit song Light My Fire?
The Doors.
Yes. What does the first J stand for in film director's name J.J. Abrams?
John?
No.
Jacob?
No.
Pass.
How many Sharknado movies are there?
4.
No.
5.
No.
6.
Yes. What late singer played Chad Gates in the 60s movie Blue Hawaii?
Elvis Presley.
Yes. The first episode of The Tonight Show aired in what decade?
50s.
Yes. In which U.S. state does the movie Super 8 take place?
Pass.
All right. You got 6 correct.
All right. We'll see how this goes. I don't know if it could go either way.
I feel like it could go either way, but I feel like that's a pretty decent score for the past few days. So.
That's for sure. You're right about that.
So, Brianna, I have faith. I think you're going to win.
Some of these questions are tough, though. I mean, that football player question. I don't know. I mean, it's like
he'll
I don't know.
Probably get that one. But
I don't think Steve will. I'm not. I mean, maybe he'll get lucky.
I hope he'll get that one.
If it's a Seahawks question.
Yeah.
True. All right, yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What car manufacturer makes the Fusion?
Ford.
Yes. How many seasons did Cam Newton play with the Panthers?
8.
No.
9.
Yes. Columbus Day is in what month?
October.
Yes. What band had the 60s hit song Light My Fire?
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah.
The Doors.
Yes. What does the first J stand for in film director's name J.J. Abrams?
John.
No.
Joseph.
No.
Jay.
No. How many Sharknado movies are there?
8.
No.
9.
No.
10.
No. What late singer played Chad Gates in the 60s movie Blue Hawaii?
Elvis.
Yes. The first episode of The Tonight Show aired in what decade?
The 50s.
Yes. In which U.S. state does the movie Super 8 take place?
Oh, crap. Utah.
No.
Colorado.
No.
California.
No.
New York.
No. Mandy Moore does the voice of Rapunzel in what animated movie?
Rapunzel and Friends.
No.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Pinocchio.
No. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is another tie.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, baby.
Good job,
Brianna.
We had to rematch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anytime you want, Brianna, but you kept us from getting a song, and I do appreciate that.
Come on.
Nice 2 work. Ties today.
Yeah, nice work. We'll take Bri anytime.
Someone even said a question about the movie Super 8. Come on, Sarah. These are tough.
Hey, I just want to let everyone know that I ask my fiance all of these questions, and he gets most of them correct.
Wow.
Including that one.
He's so smart.
Why don't you marry him?
Yeah, really.
So smart, put a ring on his finger.
So is Super 8 in Wisconsin?
It's in Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Okay.
So how the hell am I supposed to know that?
You were close with kind of your guesses.
I'm with you, Steve.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's not my fault you guys aren't smart as my man.
Wow. Is that how it's going to be?
Did you guys just finish watching Super 8 and then made the question up?
No. Just was Google. Well, because J.J. Abrams, I think, wrecked Super 8, so that's how I got. Because I had him. J.J. Abrams was like, what do you love J.J. Abrams so much? And I'm like,
I forgot that he was a Super 8 guy. I don't even know his first name either. That's bad.
Jamiroquai.
It's Jeffrey. So it's Jeffrey Jacob Abrams.
Oh, Jeffrey Jacob. You know, I was going to say Jacob, but would that have counted? Or that would have been the second name? You wouldn't have given it to me.
Yeah, Brianna said Jacob, but
that
was the second J. I knew somebody said Jacob. One. And how many Sharknado movies are there? Anyone know?
Steve, if you'd have gone your normal pattern,
yeah,
you
I thought
got
you were going
six,
to.
6, 9?
Yeah, you said There's 9, six. And if you'd said 6.
I thought there were way more than 6. That's why I didn't even think about joking about it. I thought we were close to 10 or 11.
Thank goodness we're not. I feel like 6 is enough of those movies.
Don't disagree.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on no one because you guys both tied.
I'm a winner because they didn't win.
Woo!
Love that plan. All right, so BuzzFeed came out with a list of things that, you know what? I'm not going to do that right now. I just realized I'm not doing it. I'm over time. No, you know what? I can't let the people not speak. So instead, we'll do the BuzzFeed thing later. But right now, we got to let you speak. It is your turn to take over this fine program. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What would you like to talk about? This is your opportunity. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Your calls, your texts at 919 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What do you want to say? What do you want to get out to the world? Well, whatever it is, make sure you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you're going to hear that get gonged, and we're going to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
All right, someone just texted and said, what happened to Danny's leg? Get well soon, dude.
That wasn't his leg, man. Come on.
I know.
His leg is fine. It's his damn ankle.
It's not even my ankle. It's my foot.
It's his foot, man. Get it right, BJ.
Oh, wait. So it was the footprint. So your ankle's okay?
My ankle's fine.
Yeah, didn't you listen that time he told us he fractured two parts of his foot?
Yeah, you know what? And I still thought he rolled his ankle, too.
I did roll my ankle, but that part's fine. In terms of pain.
Yeah, man.
Foot that was killing me.
Oh, dude. Boy, you really did wreck that up. Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm glad I found out now.
Yeah. I was jumping at a concert that I went to on Monday, and it was either a beer can or bottle. Something got under my foot, and when I went up to jump and came back down, it just came, my foot landed awkwardly and landed, and I heard three pops, and I was like,
Oh, so you landed on your foot, really, is what happened.
Yeah, I guess.
Just
kind of upside down, and man, it hurt, and still hurts. So here we are.
Wait, the next day, found out it was a fracture, got a boot, and shout out to Christian Fitzgerald, a rockaholic, who heard us talking about how Danny didn't have one of those leg wheelie things.
Yeah.
And we were goofing about getting one of those, but they're like ridiculously priced. Came by them studios this morning and dropped it off.
That's awesome.
Such a cool guy. And at that point, Vicky also made me a Kraken license plate for the back of my scooter.
Oh, very cool.
So we're ready to go. It's Kraken Thursday. And,
now you need a basket?
After cracking my foot.
Now you need a basket?
I do need a basket to carry all my groceries in.
Of course you do. I mean, that's going to be the fanny pack for your little wheelie thing.
Yeah. How much nicer is it right now not having to walk around on crutches? Because I'm watching you, you're moving around now faster than we walk.
Yeah.
Because you got the wheel action going on.
Well, and also, I don't know if you've ever, I know, Steve, you've been on crutches, but BJ, it's like, you just sweat a lot.
Oh, I know. I've been on crutches a lot because we didn't have a wheelie thing back in my day when I hurt my foot. I used to have crutcher on it. You're right, Danny. It's a pain in the ass.
I didn't realize how much you're doing in terms of that. So granted, I'm probably still using my crutches for a workout so I could use my core exercise. But beyond that, this is amazing. So I don't just smell like BO all the time and just a sweaty mess. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you get around pretty well. I mean, it's one of the greatest inventions ever for people with broken stuff.
Yeah, I'm basically on a skateboard now, except it's not a skateboard.
And you got brakes.
Yeah.
Which I think you really need.
Yeah, you do. There's a lot of people that get injured on those things. That's why you really do need brakes.
Also, have you seen the hills in downtown? I can't say that word. Hills. In downtown Seattle?
I
don't go outside with this thing.
Yeah, you'll be pumping the brakes the entire time. Yeah, someone even then put it up on our Facebook, just showed up from Connie because she saw the picture of us standing outside the Kraken team store and said, what happened to your foot? And I said, what happened? And she says, wow, what a way to re-enter the concert scene. Hope you heal up quickly.
Good point. I didn't even think about that.
That's your first concert back and you broke your foot.
I broke my foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Point.
Good
second
job, buddy.
Back. That's right. Green Day didn't do that to you.
No. Yeah, Billy Joe was nicer than Newfound Glory.
Well, I'm actually happy you didn't roll your ankle because a lot of times that's worse. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's the fracture can heal pretty good. But the ligament sometimes takes so much longer. So you should be good. You should be good to go in whatever they said, Danny. I was surprised when they said, you'll be fine in 4 to 6 weeks. I thought, but then again, I thought it was a rolled ankle. So that makes sense.
Hooray. So are you going to be able to jump tomorrow for Effort Friday? So
I'm going to figure it out. Let's just put it that way.
You better figure it out.
You have a crutch. You can jump on one foot.
Yeah.
That would suck, though, if a bottle slides under that foot.
Okay. Vicky, stay away from me.
Vicky, get a bottle.
I think we all get drunk at concerts, so I'm trying to convince people who just aren't even thinking clearly. But if you got a bottle, don't just drop it on the floor. You know, throw it away.
There's so much trash.
It always happens that way at concerts where you're just walking. You know, it's tight confines if it's a packed show, and all of a sudden a bottle is just rolling through the room. And it's bound to happen to someone.
Well, and then especially and then it's not any bad thing about the venues, but then a lot of times beer or water is spilled on the floor, so the floor is already slippery. And I think that was part of it too, is that not only was there a bottle or a can, it was a slippery floor, so it just wrecked me.
A bottle has no give. If you stepped on a can, you might have been a little better off because the can has a little give. Yeah, I'm actually surprised they're serving bottles in venues anymore. I really don't. I don't know why everything is not given to you in a cup.
But some of those, some places do it that way. And some places, the bottles aren't necessarily glass, though, but they're still the aluminum can type. But they're a lot stiffer.
Yeah, those are tough to crush.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Danny.
Firm.
Yeah, you made it through, Danny. He's going to make it, Steve.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I like this text. It says, BJ, I've been sitting in my car, and I refuse to go into work until you tell us about that BuzzFeed list you were talking about before the break. LOL. Just kidding, but I also love BuzzFeed lists, so I was curious which one you were going to do.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, this one here is about the supposed threats that terrified millennials when they were younger, but actually they're very harmless. But yet millennials are like, no!
Oh man,
and this, Steve, you and I are out of this. Maybe I don't know. Are you a young Gen Xer?
Yes.
Close to millennial? Okay,
a few years. I'm not teetering. I'm not dipping into the pool of millennials, but it's still close enough. So I'm curious if any of these would apply to me.
Yeah, because I'm actually I'm on the edge for me. I could easily be a Gen Xer because I was such a late baby boomer. So I can appreciate, some people going, are you really what you say you are generationally? Because you act like the other ones. So this is for millennials.
Well, I'm glad the texter brought this up because I kind of am. I'm curious about this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got Vicky. We have Danny. Of course, my two kids. They are the millennials. Steve is, like he said, maybe teetering. And me,
I'm a full-on Gen Xer, but I can relate to some of them.
You're an honorary millennial.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm going to be basically going, you guys are so lame because I'm a boomer.
Yeah, you're
so here
grandpa.
We go. Here we go. Some of the highlights of the lists of the things that terrify millennials when they were younger. But actually, these things are not a problem. The Bermuda Triangle apparently really concerned a lot of millennials. They thought, oh my God, this is horrible.
Oh, bro, I was I was always scared of going to the water because I'm like, where's the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
That and the black hole. I don't know why, but I was always scared of the black hole.
Well, luckily, you're not going to go to space, so you should be okay.
I didn't know where it was. I wasn't very good with geography, BJ. I just knew there was a black hole and there was a Bermuda Triangle.
It's really astronomy, but yeah, okay. Thanks anyway, though.
And what we were afraid of, we didn't know what happened there. You just know people went missing, so I think that's what added to it. It's like, do I get killed? Do I get captured? What happens? Nobody knows.
And then they took that term and used it for how certain women groomed.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Did they used to call that the Bermuda Triangle down there?
At least amongst my friends, they did.
Wow. Okay. Never heard that.
I think that's part of why.
Yeah.
How about millennials thinking that they would go to prison if they actually ripped the tag off of a pillow or mattress?
I heard that in a movie somewhere, but I never thought it was actually true.
I never understood why that was an issue. It was never I was legit scared. I was like, I'm a rebel. But I was like, why are people afraid of cutting them? I always thought that was such an odd thing.
I
want to know why it's why is it a penalty anyway?
I didn't realize that there was a tag on a mattress until I saw it in a movie, and I was like, oh, that's illegal? Weird.
I think it's illegal if you're at the store ripping it off, only the person who owns it, from what I understand.
And why? I don't understand why, of all the things we buy. Yeah, I know it's a thing. Yeah, if anybody knows why the mattress pillow tag is a thing at all that can't be ripped off for whatever reason. How about this? Millennials used to worry that if they swallowed a seed, a plant would grow inside of them.
Yeah, watermelon. Yeah. Yep. Watermelon tree.
Bro, that was the one. I think my parents were effing with me, clearly.
Yeah.
They're like, make sure you spit those seeds out. You don't want a watermelon growing inside of you.
Yep.
See, what I was more afraid of, when I was a little kid, my mom had said to somebody else that when she was pregnant with me, she craved a lot of watermelon and she would eat a whole watermelon a day. I heard that if you ate a lot of watermelon, you would get pregnant. So I was afraid of eating watermelon because I thought I would have a baby.
Dang.
So you know what it is?
I think these are things that terrified all of us when we were younger because we didn't have the internet to just quickly Google and find out if it's true or not. Like, I could have, like, oh, that's not true, Mom. I just Googled it.
Right.
A lot of millennials are afraid of carnivorous man-eating plants eating them alive.
Was that like Little Shop of Horrors with the Venus flytrap thing?
Yeah, I think that probably started a lot of that for people, yeah.
Yeah,
it was. It was a Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
That's not where I knew it from, though. Like, I don't know where I knew it from, but there was like a... Oh, you know what it was for me? It was Jumanji. When they have the plant at the end and it like pulls the kid or... Robin Williams. Like,
that's because I was wondering why millennials were worried about that, because Little Shop of Horrors is a little bit before millennials' time.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Oh, but Jumanji. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. And that's the first one, the Robin Williams Jumanji, right? You're talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That guy. And that looks very much like what the Demogorgon looks like in Stranger Things, a similar kind of mouth. Ooh, I wonder if that's what they decided to base that on.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. How about being how about this? And this one, I feel like this is me because it was in every damn show. Quicksand being a very prevalent hazard in life. Almost every show I watched growing up when I was a kid, people were dying in quicksand.
I was convinced that we were just going to encounter quicksand wherever we went in life.
Right.
And I have yet to encounter quicksand.
You know why? Because it was like Mario. It was like
everything.
Movies. And that
TV shows, Gilligan's Island.
I remember when I got older, I was like, where do you find quicksand? Because I can't find it anywhere.
I've never experienced being in quicksand, but yet they really beat that into our head that, you know what, you better be afraid, because that thing, once you get stuck, you're done.
Yep.
And this is a list that BuzzFeed put out of things that millennials were terrified of when they were younger, but really aren't that big of a deal. How about worrying that your shoe could get sucked into the escalator?
Yes.
Happened to my friend.
Oh, so it really did happen?
Yeah. Yeah, it got caught, shut down the escalator. He was stuck in it. Luckily, his foot was okay, but like they were a little scared for a half a second.
I would be. I mean, those things are strong, and you can't win that battle.
And they have those like emergency buttons on both sides of them, so you could shut it down if you need to.
And I would panic the living hell out of myself when I was getting close to the end. So I'm like, when do I, when you're a kid, like I would jump off of the escalator.
But see, it happened to your friend. Did it happen to anybody else that they could say they have something they could point to?
Because
that's the whole idea
that's
of this
where I
list.
Saw it on. My mom
that's the problem. Yeah, that's the thing. But Steve, I mean, unfortunately, Steve saw it real life.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see it, but it happened.
Oh, did anybody see it, or do you think he made it up?
Why would he make something like that up?
Because
he never wore those shoes again.
It's an epic story.
Yeah, but he liked those shoes.
Wouldn't that be amazing if you found out all these years later? Because, I mean, there are idiots out there. You know what? You need to find out, Steve.
I'll message my friend Chris about this.
You need to. Tell him, where are the shoes? We want to see proof.
I know it's been almost 40 years.
Yes.
I'm starting to rethink your story.
Yes. Because BuzzFeed is telling us we shouldn't have to worry about it. It's not a thing. And all of a sudden, Chris said it was a thing.
I'm looking at Google. It looks like for escalators, there's plenty of women in heels that keep getting them caught.
Oh, interesting.
All right. Well, okay then.
Shoes.
That's not cool.
It's a real fear.
Damn.
You know, the other one was always a fear of walking over like those, like, it wasn't like a manhole, but like, you know, like those things on the sidewalk that would just open up.
Stuff
in for stores.
We didn't have those anywhere.
Oh, yeah. We had them everywhere in New York. And it was like, to the point where like, you were just terrified because you heard a couple stories of like them collapsing and people falling in them. So like sometimes you'd be walking, you're like, if it was a busy sidewalk, your kid, you're jumping over it because you're just afraid.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. How about worrying that swallowed gum stays in your stomach for 7 years?
Oh,
anybody have that one?
Yes.
I don't remember that one.
Because teachers would always tell you that. Like, hey, do not swallow your gum. It's going to be in your system for 7 years. And I was like, well, how much gum could I swallow before it's a problem? Like, before it starts, like, plugging up my arteries.
Wow. Yeah.
Not even that. Danny farts and just a bubble of gum shoots out.
That'd be fun. Oh, this one used to get me, thinking that a ceiling fan could fall on me even if I left it on while I was sleeping. Yeah, I don't, man.
Well, it could happen if, like, I installed it.
Yeah.
We had a really crappy one when I was a kid, and if it went on high, it would just start kind of, like, do-do-do-do-do, looking like it was going to just fly off. And so that was terrifying as a kid. I'm so glad that's not really a thing anymore, ceiling fans. I haven't really seen a house with one in a while.
And yet there's
soap. I like them, man.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of installing them in my house because I have high ceilings and they really do help, you know, when you're trying to heat or cool the joint. So if you got low ceilings, I don't think you care. And I'm thinking of your house, Vicky. Yeah, you probably don't need them because, you know, of course, you got the little house because you're you got the little Vicky house. Where so I mean, yeah, maybe you still could use them from your height because your ceilings are tall for you. Yeah. But Steve and I would get hurt. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 937 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Lots of people are texting about escalators, and someone said, my girlfriend's sister had her flip-flop sucked into the escalator.
Oh, damn.
Another person said, my son got his shoe caught into the escalator at a New Orleans airport when he was about 9 or 10.
So this is a real thing. So BuzzFeed is wrong about this being a fear that millennials have that they shouldn't.
Yeah, but I mean, what are the odds? And the
well, I mean, look at all the people. Look at all the people we know. You and your buddy Chris.
Chris and four texters. I mean, that's pretty decent odds.
All right, so you think you're okay?
Well, I mean, I've been okay so far, but watch today. I'm going to be on an escalator, and my foot's going to get sucked into it.
I know. See that? And then you and Danny will both be on crutches needing a little wheelie bike.
Oh, yeah, that would suck. We'd have thought, like, joint visitation rights of the wheelie bike.
Yeah.
Like, Christian, do you have another one?
We'd get two, and then we'd just tie them together and have our own little train.
If we had two, that would be hilarious. Or we'd just race the halls all day long.
That as well, and then we'd maybe break everything else.
Maybe get a sidecar like they have for motorcycles.
In. That would be pretty awesome.
All right, let's get it done. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It is listen.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listeners on the Loose.
Again, a lot of texts about the tag on the pillows and the tag on the mattress and why deemed quote unquote illegal. Some people said that it's because it's information that's for the consumer. It's obligated by law. It's along the lines of being nutritional information on food. The retailer can't remove the tag because the information on the tag is there for the customer to read it. Some people also said that it's because some people might have allergies to certain things in the mat. That's why it needs to be there for that information. Also says if it's up to current fire standards. Too,
okay, so I think that's all cool information. I think, you know, that would be nice if they put retailer, do not remove the tag. That way I could feel better about my life.
They probably do. We just don't read it. You know what I mean? I'm sure if you read the fine print, it probably says something along those lines.
I'm going to have to go check stuff now. That's a good question, Steve, because I have mattresses in my home. I don't think I pulled the tags off. I'll have to go check.
All right, if that's what you want to do in your free time, go ahead and do that in your free time.
Oh, I can't do it now?
No.
All right, fine.
We want to know, did you guys see the this year's nominees for the Hall of Fame for the toys? I was wondering what you guys thought of it.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, again, it's like another list.
And you make lists fun.
I do, don't I? Because I get mad at them all. So, you know, but yeah, so the finalists this year, we got them. And American Girl dolls, which are creepy as hell. But, I mean, they were a phenomenon. Sarah won. I believe we got Sarah one. We got some Sarah or either a cheap knockoff, one of the two.
Lily's grandma tried to get her into that. And she was like super stoked on them for like a minute, but then she was like, I don't, she wanted Barbies instead.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot cheaper. And a lot more variety.
Tatum was not a fan. Like, she likes little action, like little figurines, like Lego type size figures and like random things along those lines. And she's never been a fan of stuffed anything. But when we went shopping at Target, she saw a stuffed Bluey and a stuffed Bingo.
Oh, there
and
we
she
go.
She loves those shows. And so she grabbed them and put them in the car. I'm like, let's just get them for her. But no big deal. Like, you
she
know.
Put them in. I love this. So she's at the age where she's getting stuff. This is fantastic.
We were at like Hobby Lobby and she was taking all these little pumpkin like table ornament things, like these little sized pumpkin things, and just nonstop putting them in. Every time she put one in, I take one out. Put one in, take one out. It was just like she was filling the cart up with it. Like, she didn't understand that we're not buying all these. But so we bought the stuffed animals, and Sid was just like, she doesn't like stuffed animals. Why are we buying these? Like, she's not a fan of those. She does not let these two things go.
Nice.
Everywhere she goes, she's carrying them. And I think it's because she loves the show so much.
Yeah.
And so I posted a picture of it on my Instagram, and Bluey even commented on it, which I was kind of excited about.
Did he really?
She...
Oh, DJ. Sorry about that. Oh, she said, so Bluey was happy about it. Whoa. Yeah.
What sweet photos. Thanks for sharing. And I'm sure it's the dog.
Well, of course it's the dog. Who else is really? I mean, Bluey's Bluey.
Yeah.
Well, look at you getting look at you getting retweeted by Bluey, getting commented.
That's right.
Love this plan.
Mm-hmm. She loves those things.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She has breakfast with them. She took them to the little gym with her.
Steve, pro tip.
Yeah.
Go buy backup copies.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yes.
Because she's like, she likes to slide them down the slide outside, so they're going to get dirty.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's not the dirty. It's they get lost.
They get lost easy.
Lily, that's the key.
Lily lost a blanket that she's had since she was two. And, man, she still asks about that thing like a year
later. So I should get like five of each?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that way, you know, really, if you want to stop the insanity, I mean, well, if I'd have known about the backup idea.
I might need to resell my jersey then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're smart. They know what they're doing with their stuffed animals. They know that these kids will never let them go. And, oh, yeah, back up to the backup, buddy.
I'm guessing that Bluey and Bingo are not on the Toy Hall of Fame nominees, though.
No, they're not. American Girl dolls are. Battleship, the game, which, I mean, I played enough of it that I don't want to play it anymore, but it deserves to be there, I suppose.
I'm actually surprised that's not already in the Hall of Fame.
Same.
It's been around forever.
It's a classic, you're right. Billiards, which I'm surprised is not in the... I mean...
Is that a toy?
I know. I mean, billiards is a sport. I get confused. I really do by... Again, this is where I have a problem with lists. It's like, I don't understand how that's a toy.
Well, that one's, and even I'm going to give like... I'm going to like bend the rules for like games, but like, is that a game for children?
I guess it is a game. If you say game, Steve, it is a game.
So my cousin growing up spent a lot of time at the Children's Hospital here in Seattle, and they had a really cool kids room, so I would go visit him and spend time with him. And they had like a mini billiards, like it's a tabletop one that you could play. He kicked my ass, but they do have kid versions, so maybe that's what they're thinking of?
Yeah.
It's a tough one for me because it does involve like physical skill to play that game, whereas with regular board games, you need mental skill. You don't have to have any sort of physical acumen for the average board game. Now, I know there are dexterity games out there, but that's why I think billiards is more of a sport game. You know what I mean? So but they put it on the list.
When we were kids, we were big into bumper pool. You ever played?
Bumper pool. I remember that.
I don't know if it's ever really made it big anywhere else. And I don't even remember how the game was played, but it was basically pool, but it had little bumper things put in the middle of the pool table. I mean, it was a little bit different shape of a pool. It was like more of like a circly kind of octagon.
And were you trying
shape.
To score goals, or could you actually score in every pocket? I felt like there was only two holes, or am I missing out?
I think there was only two holes, and they had two bumpers on each side, which made it difficult to get it in the hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it sums up high school, basically.
Hello.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
It was such a weird game, but you would use the bumpers to kind of play off the wall. It was fun. I don't remember anything on how you actually play the game, but it would be easy to pick up again.
And of course, the one that Vicky's showing is it doubles as a game table as well as a bumper pool table.
Most of them did, dude. Like ours was like that too.
That hexagon sort of
$1,500.
$1,500
only.
Wow. Well, again, it had amazing legs. It's supposed to be a really nice looking piece of furniture.
Yeah. I'm sure you can find one that's a little bit more on the cheap.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. You believe
like
me.
One on Wish.
Cabbage Patch Kids. They put on this list. I guess they deserve to be there. They were definitely the thing.
Yeah. I'm also surprised by that as well. Yeah. That's not on the not already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's just a lot. You know, they can only put in so much. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Oh,
did you get one for Tatum?
Not yet, but I think we need to.
Yeah, it's a classic, but it's noisy.
I was going to say, you're going to regret that decision in about a week.
Yes. They also have a different one where it's like a duck version, and its feet move. And it goes quack, quack, quack.
Oh, that's even better. So they add quack to the pop?
Yes, and I've had to hide it every time I see it at the store because my little brother wants it. I'm like, I'm not paying $15 to annoy me.
It kind of looks like a vacuum cleaner, so I think that would be a big hit.
Yeah, again, the noise, though. Congratulations, sir.
Is it that noisy? I don't even remember.
It's pretty noisy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it seems to be out of stock, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry. Mahjong is on the list.
What the hell is Mahjong?
It's a tile game, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always seen it, like, people playing it on TV, like, in a gambling situation, like casinos and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a kid game.
Yeah. Masters of the Universe toys. Well, there's been a lot of... There's another He-Man show that dropped. I mean, Kevin Smith's version's out there, but then...
There's another one?
Yeah, I think it's more kid-ish, you know, and not really meant to have a sort of a mature... and when I say mature, I mean a much more sophisticated theme to it, like Kevin Smith's. But yeah, it dropped either yesterday or today, I believe. But it's so I can see Masters of the Universe is look, they created a phenomenon based on TV shows to get you to buy those toys.
I love those toys.
It's the kiss of toys, if you ask me. With what they did. I mean, they created a phenomenon about just basically an action figure. And how many action figures can you say had that? You know, maybe a couple like a G.I. Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say G.I. Joe, Masters of the Universe, He-Man. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of anyone else that was like that had like that kind of an empire of action
Transformers.
Figures.
I mean, it's to for a toy to have such staying power and, you know, cross over into the point where multimedia stuff's being done, you got to give them credit. So they deserve to be in there, I believe. The pinata. Wow. Yeah. Now there's one that...
Yeah, in theory, it kind of is.
You know, I mean, yeah, I guess, maybe. It's a toy? Is it a game? Is it a candy distribution system that involves violence? I don't know.
I mean, I loved it when I was a kid because you got candy.
Yeah, I still viewed it as a toy. But, I mean, I also view billiards as a toy.
Or wait till you... How about this? Two games that I know are Risk and the Settlers of Catan.
Catan, that's not meant for kids, is it?
Oh, it's a game. The original is it's a game. It's a step above Monopoly as far as having to maybe figure out what to do. But if you can play Monopoly, you can play Catan.
Risk. Age is 10 and up. So okay. Yeah.
No. I guess I'm wrong. I don't know anything about the game other than you guys talking about it.
Yeah, it's actually now almost classic, Steve. It's like it's the new wave of board games from the 80s, really, when Catan came out. I think it's since the 80s since it's been out. Risk is, people will tell you it's the original Dudes on a Map game, and it deserves to be in there, even though I don't like it.
Oh, and it was 1995 Catan came out.
95? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was the 80s. All right, well, good for Catan. How about Sand is on the list of, like,
Well, they have sand? That guy, like, I mean, that kinetic sand.
Kinetic sand is awesome.
Yeah, we just got some of that. That's
okay, if that's what it is, but, I mean, it just says sand.
Yeah, you know, like a sandbox.
I mean,
kids love sandboxes.
They should have said sandbox, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, sand itself.
Put sand.
Yeah. I think Ricky's right. I don't think sand itself is a toy. I'm sorry. That's
food,
I mean,
apparently, if you ask any toddler.
That's a good
or
point.
Or terrifying if it's quicksand.
All right, looking at all of these, that's very true. Don't get it wet. If you had to pick one, which one are you putting into the Hall of Fame?
Ooh. Battleship.
Battleship.
Oh, I would put Catan in the Hall of Fame in a heartbeat, and only because I don't like Risk, but Risk deserves. But I would put Catan. Catan changed the world of board games. It was it created this whole revolution that we have right now. They deserve to be in there.
That's why I'm keeping it out.
Is that really? That's why you're doing it? Okay, fine.
I'm going with Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
He-Man, Skeletor, Battle Cat, Ram Man.
Only three of, they say, of these 12 toys will wind up getting inducted. So then you got to look at, all right, who's going to probably get in there because, they need to, like I think Catan probably won't get in because they'll have more nominations. Mm-hmm. But, Mahjong, Billiards, Battleship, Cabbage, these are old things. You know how they do, like, any other Hall of Fame? Like, is this the last time they'll get a chance? I don't know. But they're only going to do three.
Vicky, you picking, what are you going with?
I was going to say the bubble, the popcorn popper thingy, but I think Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just too classic.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
And don't forget, last year we had Jenga, Sidewalk Chalk, and Baby Nancy, who I don't even know who the hell she is. They all got into the Hall of Fame.
I bet you feed her water and she pees or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good. Oh, yeah, you think that's what it is,
I have no idea.
Ah, she have a fetus of water, she pees. I don't know.
No, she doesn't pee. No.
What does baby Nancy do?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, she pees,
Nancy,
everybody.
She drinks and wets.
I remember baby Nancy. Yeah, that's old school. That looks 70s circa. And they were the thing. I remember in the 70s, dolls that peed were the thing.
We need a feature. How about we have our babies pee?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea, because you're just like, why am I going to have this thing leak all over my house? Okay, great.
It's just water.
All right, we got a big question that has to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and ketchup have in common? You'll find out at 9:53 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and ketchup have in common?
Sauced.
Yeah, very sauced. Very, very sauced.
That's my preferred state, sauced. Yeah.
The text, there's a lot of them. They all say pretty much the same thing. Steve likes both on his hot dog. Steve puts both on his wiener.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Steve prefers both on his wiener.
Yeah.
Wiener, buns. Yeah.
Both make a farting sound when squeezed.
Oh. Castle.
Steve. Okay. All right. That's it.
They like hot dog.
Hey, guys. Have you ever had a problem where you wanted to get every last drop of ketchup out, but you just didn't know how to do it? You know, these ketchup packets. Well, I know you did, and Heinz has got a solution for you. It's a ketchup packet roller.
No.
Which will get every last drop of ketchup out of that packet. And it is small enough to put on a keychain. I kind of like this. And
I'll bet it's also really great at holding joints.
Oh, maybe. It's shaped just like a ketchup bottle. I really want this.
Dude, this looks like something my dad would buy and make it a point to have to get something so he could use it and then justify why he bought it.
Now you know what I'm going to do, buddy. Yeah. And it's got a tool that cuts the corner of the packet open. How many times has that been an issue? I want one of those. Honestly, only $5.70.
I don't think I've ever had that problem.
Go to HeinzPacketRoller.com while supplies last. Somebody get me one, please. Christmas is coming. Ryan Castle's coming, too. He's got a 12-pack. Yeah.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
David Tatum figured out a way to take off her diaper.
No.
And I get a text from mom, and it's just like, this is how my morning's going. Apparently, she took off the diaper and decided to just drop a deuce on the floor.
Oh, look at that. Good job, baby Tatum.
Man. It was impressive. Like, thankfully, it was on the hardwood, so I didn't, like, even on the carpet. What do you
mean? Oh, the carpet, yeah.
For a reason.
You just gotta get a cage and just put her in a cage. You gotta bore rat that situation is what you gotta do. Or I should say bore rat too.
Why is your child in a cage? I'm afraid she's gonna poop on my stuff.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.